I'll do it for free. Imagine loving your job, your career, your business so much that even if you weren't earning any money, you would still do it because you love it so much. And what a great position to be in. And of course, there are people that do that because they are financially free. So to stop themselves from getting bored or because they want to add value to the world or because they have a purpose, they go and do what they love to do and they actually do it for free because they don't need to earn any money. If, however, you are in the position where you have to earn money because you have rent, mortgage, car repayments, you need to buy food, you need to buy clothes, you need to put your kids in school, you'd like to go on holidays, you like to buy stuff, then your career that you're doing, your job, your business, yes, do you love it, but are you earning enough money? One of the really interesting things that happens at the Max Colleges on a daily basis is there are a lot of people in the world who share with us that they would love to be exercise professionals. They're really passionate about exercise. They're passionate about helping other people to be healthy, fit and strong. They would really love exercise, fitness, the fitness profession to be their career path, but they're absolutely convinced by other people that you can't earn enough money as an exercise professional. So they often say, I'm not doing this for the money. I just want to do it on the side. Yes, I hate my job, or no, I don't love my job, but I have to keep doing it to keep paying my bills. So I'd like to be an exercise professional on the side, earn a few extra dollars if I can, but I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it because I love it. And I think that's gorgeous. However, if you really want to be an exercise professional, why wouldn't you do it as your career path? If you don't love your job, if you're not waking up every day going to do your business, your job, your career with passion and enthusiasm, then why are you doing it? And wouldn't you love to be an exercise professional where literally every day you are waking up helping people to be healthy, fit and strong? So can you make money? Can you earn a living? Can you get a top salary? Can you prepare for your financially free future as an exercise professional? And if you don't believe it's true or somebody has told you that it's not possible, it's a really important part of this conversation to share with you that yes, not only are there people who are financially free in the exercise profession, so there are people who are so wealthy, they have become so wealthy from being exercise professionals that they don't have to work anymore, but they choose to go to their gym, go to their personal training studio, still train people every day because that's what they love to do. So they're no longer having to go to work. They do it because they love it and they made that money in the exercise profession. So that's number one. Is it possible? Yes. Number two, are there people who work as exercise professionals who have businesses, careers, earn a salary as high as or higher than top paying salaries for doctors, lawyers, accountants, engineers, any of the top tertiary educated people in the world? And of course the answer is yes. And that would depend, of course, on what you consider to be a high paying salary. And if you look at the top paid people in the world, you probably started at a professional salary around about 100 grand a year. And obviously if you're the CEO of a major company, that goes into the multi-millions of dollars. Can you do that in the exercise profession? Of course, the answer is yes. Are there people doing it? Of course, the answer is yes. So if you'd like to be an exercise professional and earn a top salary, you can. If you'd like to be an exercise professional and be a sole trader, be a subcontractor, don't work for anybody else, don't have a boss, but you are your business. And there's an argument there about what a business technically is. And some people will share that a business is when you don't have to be there, that you're earning money and that you have people working for you, or you have a product or service that is making money for you without you having to be actually doing it yourself. And yes, you can do that, of course, in the exercise profession. There are people who have online businesses now. There are people who own health clubs and personal training studios and chains of gyms and personal training studios who no longer go to their business. They have somebody else managing their business for them. They own multiple facilities and they don't go to work anymore, but they're earning top income from other people working for them. So yes, you can do that. However, if the idea of waking up every day and training 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 people every week, literally having a personal effect on their life and earning a salary of $100,000 and or above, then of course that can be done. Then, regardless of what career path that you have at the moment or what salary you're earning at the moment, could you replace the number of hours that you're working and the amount of dollars that you're earning with a career, a business, a sole trading business, a contracting business in the exercise profession? And yes, of course, the answer is yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's all yes. Of course, it's no if you don't believe it's possible. It's no if you come up with a whole heap of reasons why it can't be done. It's no if you don't put in the effort. It's no if you're average, because the average personal trainer, the average gym, the average exercise professional doesn't earn very much money. And they will tell you that probably very loudly. I do this because I love it. I don't do it for the money. I'm just earning enough money to get by. And that is the average person. But by the way, that's the average person in any career path. Doesn't matter whether you're a lawyer or a doctor or a landscape gardener, a plumber, a carpenter, or a builder. There are some of those professions who do incredibly well. They're financially doing exceptionally well. And there's other people who are just scraping to get by. So what's the difference, of course, is that you're not average. If you're really good at what you do, if you're passionate about what you do, if you want to be the best in the world at what you do, and if you want to add massive value to people's lives, of course you will have a successful business or a successful sole trading business or a successful contracting business, or you'll earn a top level salary in any profession and particularly in the exercise profession. Because one of the things that isn't common in the exercise profession are people who put in 100% effort. Now, nobody's expecting 110. I get a bit interested when I hear that comment, because you can't put in 110. 100 is the number. And if you're putting in 110, it means you're pulling 10 from somewhere else. So you're taking it away from your family or your social life or your sport or all the things that you like to do when you're not doing what you love to do for a living. So if you put in 100% effort into any career path, but particularly in the exercise profession, you'll be quite rare. Most people have an average wage and earn average income, get average number of clients, average number of members in the exercise profession, because they're exactly that, they're average. If you stand out from the crowd because you are really good at what you do, and there's a whole heap of reasons that would make you good at what you do. So let's put in the fundamentals first, because before we go into the money of how much is possible for you to earn, it's only possible if you are the best at what you do. So, of course, that starts with a great education. And as I share with my students every day at Max, it's not about how little you can do to become a top-level exercise professional. It's how much do you want to do? How much do you want to learn? How much effort do you want to put in? What parts of the human body do you not want to know about? What parts of training people safely do you think are not important? What parts of running a successful business do you think you could just skim over? I've had students say that to me. Oh, yeah, I skimmed through that session. I listened to a bit of it. I read some of the notes. I did some of the stuff on that particular topic. Well, that's called average, because the best people do everything possible to be the best. The worst do as little as possible, and average is somewhere in between. So if you're skimming over, then you're obviously average. And I'm just sharing that with you because after 30 plus years in this amazing profession, it's been really exciting to see who becomes successful. And it's not the best looking people. It's not the fittest, strongest people. It's not the most intelligent people. It's not the most extroverted people. And of course, there's a combination of all of those. But the people who always do the best in any profession, but particularly the exercise profession, are the people who are, yes, passionate about exercise, of course, but they're really passionate about being the best for their clients, their members, their customers. They want to add massive value to their lives. And of course, you can't do that if you're just an average trainer. So the first thing is your education. How much effort are you going to put into your education? How much effort have you put into your education? And how much effort are you continuing to put into your education every day? Anatomy and physiology, for example, are the fundamentals of understanding the human body. Nobody can ever give you an exercise or eating plan that's dodgy or unsafe or will hurt you if you understand anatomy and physiology, because you'll be able to work it out for yourself. So the fundamentals of learning how the human body works is a great, on a scale of 0 to 10, perhaps 0 is I don't know anything and 10 is I'm learning every day, what rating would you give yourself? If you're a basketballer, you'd practice every day. If you're a business person, you look at your numbers every day. If you are a landscape gardener, gardening are learning about trees and plants and flowers and the best techniques for being a landscape gardener. And you're doing that every day. So as an exercise professional, how much of your time do you think it's important to invest into your ongoing learning, your practice for your anatomy and physiology? And it is a skill. Learning how the human body works, apart from the fact that there's new research all the time and we should be keeping up with that research, it's a skill. You have to practice it. Because anatomy, for example, are Latin words, if you stop practicing them, you forget them. It's like if you think you've learnt German or you think you've learnt Spanish, but if you don't practice it, you end up forgetting. So how much effort do you put into your education? That will make you literally stand out from a huge busy crowd of average trainers, because most of them don't learn their stuff. The next thing is, how passionate are you about ongoing learning so that you keep up to date? And if a client asks you a question, not only are you able to answer that question with in-depth knowledge, but you have the communication skills to ask the right questions so that your client could answer the question for themselves. It's one of those superb communication techniques that most exercise professionals don't have. So it's your learning, your ongoing learning and education, your ongoing training. What are you doing on a daily basis to get better at what you do? And then what are you doing to make sure that your clients are getting a wow experience, that you're adding massive value to their lives? And of course, the first place to ask that is, or first place to go, is to ask your clients, what will they feel will add value to their lives? What do you have to do to make them feel special, important, worthwhile, like a very important person? We talk about VIPs in business. When somebody comes to train with you, I heard this beautifully from a client, I want to feel like I'm your only client. And that's a very special feeling, that if you can create that for your clients, of course, that you will, for most people, be adding massive value to their lives. But of course, it's different for everybody. Some people want to train really hard and throw up, other and have really sore muscles and not be able to walk the next day. Other people, if you do that to them, they'll never come back. Some people want you to be talky and fun and happy and tell jokes and sing and dance and laugh, and other people just want to get in there and get their workout done. So you have to work out, by asking your clients, how can I add massive value to your life? So if you're doing those three things, if you are doing this because you're passionate about it, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're getting better and better at it every day because you're training and learning and doing ongoing education, and if your goal is to add massive value to your clients' lives, of course you will have a successful business. So now it's about how much do you want to earn? And you cannot have a successful business unless you're already financially free, unless you've inherited a large amount of money, or you've won the lotto, or you have an enormous amount of money in the bank already and you can just help people without having to be concerned about money. The thing about having a successful business is that it is profitable. It's not just breaking even. You're not just keeping your head above water. You're not just scraping by. Obviously, the goal for your business is that you can relax and enjoy your business, because the income, the money coming through, the profit is the amount that it needs to be so that you can breathe freely. So if you simply look at, and I always ask the question, and there's two major questions. How many hours do you want to invest into your business every week, every month, every year? And then how many dollars do you want to earn? And that should be different for everybody, simply because we all have different goals for the amount of hours that we want to work, the amount, number of days a week, the number of months of the year. We also have different lifestyles. So every exercise professional will have different expenses, different food choices, different alcohol choices, different houses they want to live in, even a different car they want to drive, different holidays they want to go on. And isn't that the point of being able to choose your career path, that you can have all of those things? So the great experience and the very important exercise, if you're going to be a top level exercise professional, remember the given is that you're doing it because you're passionate about it. You want to be the best at it. You want to add massive value to people's lives. The next question then is, how many hours do you want to invest into that business, and how much money do you want to earn? And that will then tell you very simply how much to charge for your product or service. Now, I understand that there's going to be expenses and that there's going to be taxes, and they have to be taken into account. But if we just do some round numbers, and this is the important part of the MAX program, what I'm about to do is a very big generalization. And I'm absolutely aware that everybody has a different desire for their business, for their income, for the hours that they want to work. And I've heard everything from, Rowie, I just want to work an hour a day and have one or two clients a week, right through to I want to work 50 hours a week and I want to earn $20,000 a week. If you have a chain of health clubs, that might be $1 million a week. It might be that you have an international chain of health clubs and your turnover needs to be $50 million a week. All of those opportunities are available in the exercise profession and you can do any of them. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But before somebody tells you that being an exercise professional is not a real job and you can't earn enough money, let's just go with some standard numbers. The important thing, though, is that if you are serious about this, the MAX program is about personal coaching and mentoring. So we would sit down together or chat on the phone and go through this process together. So we would work out exactly the number of hours that you want to invest into your business that's going to really suit your lifestyle, whether you want to work mornings or evenings, whether you want to work one day a week or 7 days a week, whether you want to have one client or 100 clients, whether you want to have 50 members at your health club or 5,000 members at your health club. There's all different numbers to work with, and that's the exciting thing. We'll actually do it as a personal mentor session together to work out exactly what you need to do to make sure that you can earn the amount of money that you want to earn and have the business that gives you the lifestyle that you want to have because you're working the hours that you want to work. How exciting! I can't think of, is there any better thing to do than to plan your life that way? I don't want to even consider what my business is going to look like or what my new career path is going to look like until I've absolutely decided how many hours I want to invest out of my 168 every week and how many dollars I need to have coming into my bank account every week to make sure that I'm breathing freely. I don't have to be concerned about money. So this next bit is just a complete generalization. Let's just say, and I'm using this as a round figure because a lot of people say to me, Rory, I'd like to earn $100,000 a year. And that's usually people who are in a salaried position now or they have a job now. They're working for somebody else. They're working 40 hours a week and they're earning somewhere between $50,000 to $100,000 a year. So I'm just going to use that as a generalization. So let's just say you swap your $100,000 a year job for $100,000 a year, I'm training people. I'm teaching classes, I'm doing personal training. I'm doing group classes, I'm teaching boxing classes, I've got boot camps, whatever it is that you want to do. And that's the other exciting thing. You can have a combination of individual training versus group training, or if you don't like training individual people, you can train groups. There's a whole heap of opportunities. But let's just say you're going to swap out your 40 hours a week for someone else. And you're going to invest 40 hours a week into your own business. So let's just use that as an example. Let's say that you're earning $100,000 a year. Now that's what's on your, if interviewed for that position, they would have said this position is $100,000 a year. That may or may not include tax, and usually it doesn't. Usually your tax is taken out of that, so you might take home $70,000 a year, $85,000 a year, depending on how much you can deduct, etc., from your business. The beautiful thing is that when you work for yourself, there's a lot more tax deduction, obviously, so you may not pay as much tax as if you work for somebody else. But let's just use that example. So you're working 40 hours for somebody else and you want to earn $100,000 a year. Now we'll just do round figures. And the reason I'm going to do the round figures is we're going to base it on you don't have any expenses because you train people in your local area. So you're going to be training these people in the park or on the beach or in their own home or in your own home. So technically there's not going to be too many, if any, expenses. And we'll just take the numbers into account and then we can play around with them. So let's say that you're going to swap out your 40 hours that you're doing for somebody else into 40 hours of training people, whether it's one-on-one or in a group. The question I always ask after that is, yes, you work for your boss for 40 hours, but how long does it take you to get to work? So from when you leave home to when you get back home, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week, how many hours is that? And for a lot of people, that isn't 40 hours. Unless you work next door to where you're working, most people are spending time traveling, whether it's in the car, on the bus, or the train, riding their bike, walking to work. And a lot of people are doing a lot more than 40 hours. So they might be rostered on to start at 9 and finish at 5. However, they might get there at 8:30, they finish at 5:30, they work extra days, extra times. And I'm just sharing that because often people don't take that into account. So ultimately, if you're going to swap out your 40 hours for 40 hours of training people, you then want it to be the exact 40 hours or the exact number of hours that you're currently working. So you're doing 40 hours for someone else and you're going to, and you are earning $100,000 a year before tax. So now, how do I replace that as an exercise professional? Well, just do the numbers. It's a really simple focus on the numbers. Let's say you've got 40 clients at $50 a session. Well, there's your 100 grand a year. It's 2 grand a week, 100 grand a year. That's a really simple thing to do. Now, the beautiful thing about that, though, is that if you're really good at anatomy and physiology and you really understand how the human body works, training somebody for an hour is really wasting their time, and it's certainly wasting your time, because technically you could train two people in an hour, and there's a huge argument that you could train three, maybe even four individual people, because a personal training session could be as short as 15 minutes. But let's just say that it's an hour. So now you're training 40 people, 40 hours, you're charging them $50, and you're now earning 2 grand a week. Okay, pretty easy. If you're doing half-hour sessions, you're earning the same amount of money, but you're only doing 20 hours of work a week. Is this starting to sound exciting? And if you know anything about personal training, a $50 personal training session is actually quite inexpensive. Are there people who are investing $60, $70, $80, $100, $120, $150, $200, $400, and $500 for a personal training session? And the answer is yes. Specializing in a particular area, being really excited about a particular area, choosing the right target market, choosing the right area to place your business, there are lots of opportunities where a $50 personal training session would be quite embarrassing or offensive to your clients. There are people who will go to a psychiatrist, for example, for an hour, and they're investing $400 to do that. And if you know anything about what goes on in a personal training session, often that's what it is. It's a personal trainer listening to their client talk, which is exactly what happens at a psychiatrist's office. And people are, if you genuinely care about people, they will invest time and money in you up to $400-$500 an hour. So I'm just giving you that broad spectrum, but let's just say it's a round figure of $50. So what if then you put group classes in? So what if now you teach 10 classes a week, you charge $10 a person, you have 10 people in your class, so now you've got another $1,000. If you double that, you've got another $2,000, which gives you $200,000 income every year. When you play around with those numbers, not only is it exciting, it is so realistic and so easy to do. And I'll give you another example. If you live in suburbia and you want to train people either in your own home, in your backyard, in your front room, on your deck, in their house, on their deck, in their backyard, in the park, on the beach, where you literally have no expenses and you can tax deduct a lot of the things that go on inside your house. How many people in your suburban area do you think need somebody to help them get fit, get strong, help with their self-esteem, help improve the way they look, the way they feel, help them with their depression, help them with the medical challenges that they have, help them play their sport better, help them to get ready to get married and look good in their wedding dress, help them to get ready for their family reunion? Doesn't matter what area you pick. If you live in a suburban area, would there be 40 people that need your help? Because often people say to me, oh, that's a lot of clients to have. If you're doing 40 half-hour sessions a week, you're working 20 hours a week and you're earning $100,000 a year. And do you really think about where you live now? And I'll go to the extreme because I have MAC students who live in the country where people are driving to see them for 30 minutes because they literally have a personal training studio in the country. Yes, I understand that when people are living in the country, they tend to feel more comfortable about driving. But there's every argument you give me for Rowie, this is not possible. Not only is it possible, but I'll give you examples of people who are actually doing it. So if you could live on $100,000 a year by having 40 clients, sorry, 50 clients, is, well, we could do it the other way around. It'd be 40 clients at $50 or 50 clients at $40, doesn't matter. You'll earn $100,000 a year. Now you have to pay tax, yes. Could there be expenses? Yes. But have a look at what you've got to play with. You don't have to travel anywhere. There's no time to travel, no cost to travel, technically no expenses. So it's really easy to slowly or fastly increase your income. So if you want to earn $200,000 a year, and I'll give you some examples of that, some of the top trainers in high density suburban areas are doing 100 personal training sessions a week. Now, the reason they can do that is that they have 20-minute sessions. They're still only working 40 hours a week. They've got great systems in place so they can look after their clients really well, and they're charging $50 for a 20-minute session. And just think about those numbers. We're now earning $150,000 a year. We're earning $200,000 a year. Doing something that you're really passionate about, waking up every day, helping people to be healthy, fit and strong. Now, the beautiful thing, let's use that round figure of 40 people. Let's say you're training 40 mums. Imagine the impact that you would have on your community if 40 of the mums in that community were fitter, stronger, healthier, mentally tougher, felt better about themselves, had higher self-esteem, higher self-confidence. They were better mums, better lovers, better wives, better sisters, better daughters, just because they were training with you. And you've got to know that that's what happens. When people exercise, they feel better, they look better, they have higher self-esteem, they don't get sick as often, they're more productive at work, and you have this massive effect on the community. Oh, yes, I'm excited about it. Now, that's one-on-one training or group training. If you now take that into a whole different example where you could literally train people from all over the world, if you have an online business, and let's use some really simple numbers, if you can create a product that people are prepared to pay, and I'll use the lowest amount, let's say you've got a product that is it's mass-produced, so it might be that you produce videos, a newsletter, audios, exercise programs for people, but you produce the one program for X number of people and it's a particular target market. And let's just say people are paying a dollar a day for that or a dollar a week for it. And let's say it's a dollar a week. If you have 20,000 people paying a dollar a week, you're now earning $20,000 a week. But you're making your product so accessible to literally as many people around the world as you want to have access to. When I chat to my students who are from China and India, we're now talking about 1 billion people, probably a target market that if you're white Caucasian, you may not be able to access because you don't have the language skills or the cultural skills. But if you are from China or India and you want to, let's just say you got a quarter of the market, so you have 250,000 people paying you a dollar a week, there's $250,000 a week. I'm giving you these numbers because I'm really sick of hearing people say to me, Roey, I just want to get into the exercise profession because I love people. I know I can't make any money. I have to stay in my lousy, stinking, rotten job to pay my mortgage, but I want to be able to help people on the side. Well, here's my side question. How many people can you help? How many people do you want to help? How many people need your help? And if you stay in your 40-hour-a-week job doing something that you're not absolutely passionate about, there's 40 hours a week, or it could be 40 people, 400 people, 4,000 people, 40,000 people that don't have access to you because you're still doing your 40-hour-a-week lousy, stinking, rotten job because you think you can't make enough money on the side to be a top-level exercise professional. So let's go back to the beginning. It only works if you're doing this because you are passionate about exercise, passionate about helping people, passionate about being the very best in the world at what you do and adding massive value to people's lives. Those three are a given. Once you've got that going, how much you want to earn, literally, the sky's the limit. You get to decide whether you earn an extra $100 a week, an extra $1,000 a week, an extra $100,000 a week, or it could be an extra $1 million a week. The World Wide Web will give you access to the rest of the world. If you're passionate about an idea, a product, a concept, something that you really believe will add massive value to people's lives, do you think there might be 1 billion people in the world who'd like access to that? If you are in your local area, Do you really believe that there's not 40 people who need your help desperately who would have $50 a week? So that if you are currently a business executive who's earning $100,000 a year, you could swap out that job that you're not passionate about and do something that you are really excited about. So what do you want to do? Do you want to stay in your lousy, stinking, rotten job and do something on the side that you're passionate about? Or do you want to turn your passion into your career path? Do you know what some people say to me? Oh, but Roe, if I do what I'm passionate about as my career path, I might not love it anymore. Well, my answer is always the same. Give it a crack first. You don't have to stay in that lousy, stinking, rotten job. And if you get out of that lousy, stinking, rotten job, start doing what you're passionate about and you think that you're not passionate about anymore, go back to the lousy, stinking, rotten job. But is there a chance? Is there an exciting opportunity available to you that you might now earn the same amount of money or more doing half the amount of work or less and absolutely love it? Is there a possibility? Could the answer be hell yes?